Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com. We are the official ballroom chat for everything Toronto Blue Jays baseball, from game highlights to rumors and all the stuff in between. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-host Jason Lyons and Liz McGuire. Now let's talk some Toronto Blue Jays baseball.
Hello and good evening and whatever time it is for you on the West Coast afternoon, I guess. But anyway, Blue Jays fans, how the hell are you? We've had some fun times. We've had some shitty times over the last week. But Jason Lyons, you are here with me as usual. How are we doing, my friend?
I am. I'm traveling all over the lower mainland, trying to scout out golf courses that need simulators. A lot of golf courses need simulators. So I'm having it. It's another good day out here, just trekking around. And I'd much rather be doing this than attempting to be Ross Atkins or those guys trying to clean up this dumpster fire that has turned
into this headline that's literally right behind me over my shoulder.
I will say this. I was watching the game yesterday and it's not a complete effort. And the pitching is so poor. Like they're just finding any way to throw the ball into the zone where good hitters will smash it. And
including Jackson Holliday, who is apparently now the newest Blue Jay killer.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, why pitch Santander pitches he can hit 500 feet? Just don't do it. Walk him. I don't care. Do anything. Like, God, it's amazing. But I digest.
We need to digest and not that would be the fun part. I want to give a little credit for yesterday where credit is due. I tweeted this out from our account during the game yesterday. So anybody that's following from, you know, X and whatnot at Birdwatching GC, make sure you hit that and follow, because that's probably our most useful platform at the moment, is we get to just type instead of, hey, having to worry about Liz coming up with a video every 5 minutes.
Yep.
So on that note, Liz, hope you're having fun at your wedding, the wedding you're at. Enjoy.
I hope it's an open bar for you there.
Especially if there's a bunch of Blue Jays fans that just happen to tune into the game for the party after the ceremony. So we'll go from there. But I want to give credit where credit is due, because Bowden Francis ended up laying a giant egg in the first inning. I never thought he was even going to come out for the second, let alone do what he did, which turned into four more innings of scoreless baseball. He looked a completely different guy, which right now, Jason, I think that is a good mantra for the rest of the season. That was kind of what I wanted to focus on goals tonight for. We know we're fucked. We know we're not going anywhere. We're not mathematically eliminated.
But so you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
We'll call it the Lloyd Christmas. The Lloyd Christmas.
So right now I want to focus while I have you, because obviously I know you're traveling and running all over the countryside. I want to focus on short-term goals for the Blue Jays. We only have so many games left. Obviously, we're just into August. We're going to play baseball through September, so we got a good, solid month and a half of baseball left. What are you hoping you're going to get to see from this team? Because we know we're not going to see a clear vision of what's going on forward, but...
No, but I think that like you were saying, I mean, I'd like to see guys like Francis and a few other the younger kids get good starts or good relief innings. You know, it's one of the I can't remember who closed the game for the Jays yesterday, or I guess maybe pitched the eighth inning. Another Rodriguez we have, one of the 78 Rodriguez.
Oh, Gary.
Yes. Gary. So again, a kid who looks good, throws the ball a million miles an hour, and you know he stumbled coming off coming out of the gate in that inning, and then just started pumping strikes right down Main Street. And I mean, I like that. I mean, I think David Schneider's got to remove his head from his Batalco region, and I'd like to see him finish strong. You know, again, I'd like Spence Horowitz to have a good end of the season. I want Ernie Clement to have a good end of the season. I think that these guys need to go into whatever ball they're going to play in the offseason, if any, really confident and come into next year knowing their spot in this lineup. I think that's the last part of it is if there are spaces to secure up, that hopefully these guys can start to you know, put roots down as to, you know, is Vladdy going to play three or is he going to play one? You know, like, can we get Spencer Horowitz to do play another position? Those are all things I'd like to see figured out. But I mean, really, I just want to see them finish hard. I want to see a full effort put out every single time they're on the field. And I mean, at this point, why not try and play spoiler a little bit? Like, you know, they've got games against teams that are flopping around in the breeze a little bit right now. And if you can smash the Yankees in the mouth a couple of times or one of those other teams, I mean, you know, that's really, you know, like when you look at hockey and some of the other sports where you have that, you know, where teams are out, that is their main goal. They're trying to wreck the end of the season for other teams. Well,
I think the Blue Jays actually are positioned pretty well for that, Jason. You know, there is enough going on with this lineup, and we have seen it overall, especially the last week. Ernie Clement has really stepped up. Alejandro Kirk has finally found what to do with a, you know, piece of lumber in his hands. Yep. There's some really good pieces that are going on here, but I agree that the short-term goal is play with these parts and pieces so you know what we have going into spring training next year. 100%. So is Alejandro Kirk your everyday catcher at this point, or are we going shopping? Right? It's those kind of things. Who was it that was I can't remember who it was, but somebody was calling for Yankees old catcher that's playing with the Padres.
Not Posada. I went way back. Yeah, talking to Gashioka.
Yeah. Why aren't we signing him in the offseason? I'm like, he's having his best life right now. Is that going to continue? Or is he?
Yeah.
I doubt he's Jose Bautista at this point at 32.
Well, and do you know, does a guy like that, like, this is the other thing that Blue Jays fans have to keep in mind is are there players that are going to want to come to Toronto after this, if the current management stays in place? Because I feel like there certainly is enough of an issue with that right now. That we may run into a situation where players might not want to come no matter how much money you throw at them. You know, it's Toronto's an expensive city to live in, and the taxes are very high. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, do I really want to do this? And the thing that I don't want to see is I don't want, you know, guys that they've kind of closed shop on brought back. I would prefer to push forwards what we have in the minors and start to look at the, and I say this with all due respect to everybody else in the league, but if you're not formulating your team like based on what the Orioles are doing right now, you're dumb as shit, right? They're the best team in baseball. They've got probably 10 years of this. And if you don't start to look at your farm and below that and start to fill that up with the talent that you need, you're not going anywhere. It doesn't make any sense. So, you know what? If you take some chances on some position players that maybe wouldn't make a roster, you know, a roster other than, you know, the bottom dwellers, then that's what you're doing. But yep. we have to realize that if we don't start taking some chances now, we're just going to have the same regurgitated crap next year, which is kind of what I feel like we ended up having.
Yeah, is, like this year?
Yeah,
and that's the year right. before that, and yeah. so on, and so on, and so on. So to that point of playing with the toy, playing the toys in the toy box at this point, right? Yeah. Jeremy Pridham just tweeted out this to us and said, lots of pitchers available on the waiver wire. Poke, poke, poke. Yeah. Maybe we should be, you know, diving through somebody's dumpsters and hoping to get somebody good at this point. I'll even throw this point out there that I don't know what you saw what Trevor Richards did last night, but holy shit. That was probably the worst outing that I've seen him have. He couldn't throw the ball possibly to save his life. And it's saying a lot because he's had some.
He has been bad.
As good as he is, he's had some batters too.
I struggle to see what Minnesota saw in taking any kind of chance on that guy. Like every time I watched him this year, he would give up a very important base hit or a hard hit ball that would change the direction of the game. And, you know, I'm glad he's not a Blue Jay anymore. Sorry, Trev, if you're listening at home in Minnesota now. But I don't think you were, I think that your pitches that were good are gone. And whether you find him again or however you change your mechanics, good luck to you on that. Maybe you can go a little Verlander yep. on it. But, you know, like I said, I would like to see our young guns shine. I would like to see, hell, even bring some guys up from Buffalo. Like, what do we have to lose at this point? And maybe you find another Davis Schneider. Or maybe you find there are certainly guys that perform better when better competition is presented with them. So, you've got guys who are maybe pretty good in Buffalo. We'll give them a shot at the major league level, and maybe they'll surprise you. And then maybe it does answer some questions going into next year.
Yeah. I think there's a lot going on in Buffalo since the trade deadline. Kloss has been awesome. Everybody that we seem to have picked up since the trade deadline, that whole rejuvenation of the minor league system, it is been as advertised. It isn't, this yep. is not a, you know, big thing. The only, we haven't had everybody play from that trade deadline. The high-end pitcher Floss that we got from the Astros hasn't pitched yet. Or he was supposed to pitch this weekend, I think, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So but we'll even, see what happens. Even, but to that point, it's been fun.
The Fisher Cats are better, and the Canadians are better. Like, the Canadians have won, I think, 6 of their last 7, and it's been from players coming in and some guys just realizing that there's people bouncing at their heels, at, you know, at a tough time in the season. And so, yep. I mean, pressure makes...
Yeah, I made enough dad jokes about Sharp last week because that was he was sharp, but they lost that game.
Yes. but pressure makes diamonds, no pun intended. And I mean, we got to start to see some diamonds popping out of our minor league system. Or be doomed to end up like the Tampa Bay or you know, Cincinnati lucked out and got a couple of good ones, but the Reds looked like they were going down that road. If De La Cruz didn't hit, which I mean, you know, he could have gone either way.
There was a moment there.
Yeah, they could have been in big trouble, but you know, it is what it is, and I'm hoping that Atkins and the rest of the Goon Squad can either leave or figure it out. Based on what I've been seeing, it looks like they've earned themselves maybe one more year at this. But you know, again,
it hurts so bad, Jason, watching him do one more year on this. hurts so bad. But anyway, on that note, I do want to mention that the team has looked, like I said, very up and down lately. And I'm very intrigued to see what Loperfido can continue to do as an everyday player for the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't know what you've seen in footage from him at this point, but at a minimum, he is somehow matching crazy defense with Dalton Varsho, like they're in a shootout in center and left field right now.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to watch, but got a good swing.
Yeah, he does. He's there's a good baseball player in there somewhere. You can tell that this guy's been a really high level producer his whole life. He could be that Gunnar Henderson. He could be that, Jackson Holliday, you know, like, he has the potential. He's got power. I don't know if you've looked at his numbers from college and from, I mean, the kid can hit and, it's not, he's not too shabby with the leather either. So, I mean, he's one of those kids where if you're looking at Bo and Vladdy being your mainstays for what stays, then he's not bad of a fit in that sort of just above the rest of the guys, right? Like, I mean, if he can perform, you've got that group. I mean, terrible name group. Like, it's, you know, you're not going to be selling too many Spencer Horowitz jerseys, I don't think, but but it's, you know, it's one of those things where the Jays have to, you know, like the only thing I can look at and sort of make a comparison to is the Vancouver Canucks. The Vancouver Canucks have been claimed to have been rebuilding for years, and they finally had to just let the bottom drop out of it 2 years ago and say, look, guys, we screwed up. You know, we have the best defenseman in the NHL and in a couple of really good forwards. We're going to build around them. And, you know, they've been getting lucky with the picks. Like, they're not superstars. Like Teddy Bluger and players like that are not superstars. But I mean, he's part of the reason why the Canucks were in the second round of the playoffs. Like, I mean, it's just, and if that's what your goal was, which I'm pretty sure that's what the goal was for the Canucks this year, I mean, great. Awesome. Fans were happy. You know, they had some good draft picks. Now they've got a couple of kids that are coming up and they're like, who are these kids? And so you just have to start to create a little excitement. Like, you know, watching George Springer come off the IL for the fifth time in the year, no one's like, yay. It's like, no, so, you know, and we had a bit of a tainted view of it David Schneider was so good and he surprised so many people. And so now everybody thinks that everybody that comes up, they're like, well, why isn't he David Schneider? Like, why? And
it's not fair to everybody, but to that point, the Buffalo boys had been hitting. And even if you look at Horowitz, he had a down couple of days and then he came back and had a few doubles. The one that I was so happy to see was Leo Jimenez actually go have three doubles in the game yesterday. I loved watching him in the minor league system. It was finally nice to see him get a do at the major league level. And
he sure squares the ball up. Woof.
It was terrific.
Yeah.
A couple of those were screamers.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my kids to drop their like this, the whole philosophy of hitting has changed. There's a really great Aaron Judge video where he talks about, you know, he used to put his hands back behind his head like this and why? I mean, he then has to make a movement to put them into the strike zone. Then he has to swing and hope he hits the ball rather than just moving his hands down, increasing his coil there, and then coming through the zone harder. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where just a small adjustment like that. And I mean, he's arguably the best hitter in baseball of the last 5 years, maybe. You know, he's just crushing the ball. And It's interesting. If you watch that video, you'll be surprised at who the two guys that he says he's patterning his swing after.
Mm-hmm. So you brought up something that's always interesting with young players, and obviously you doing the coaching, which, by the way, I heard there was some like champion thing like level with your kids.
I'll save that little nugget until the until just
because also I heard you're gonna be doing. You're going to be even doing more traveling is all I remember hearing. But you and I have talked about this many a times that you and I have both share a love for Tony Gwynn. There is no players like that in Major League Baseball anymore. And what, funny enough, I actually saw with what Aaron Judge has evolved into from when I saw him with the Rail Riders here in AAA level with the Rochester Red Wings to what he is now. He's actually went from, like you said, that long exaggerated windup kind of like thing to almost a very Paul Molitor kind of like go from here, bang. And that's just destroying it. He's letting his hands do the work.
Yeah. And he's strong and he's fast and he trusts himself. And I mean, if you're a mediocre hitter, you just have to start to trust yourself. It's like, you like what you were saying, like, oh, there it is. But if it's, you know, Spencer Horowitz and Ernie Clement, both are very similar in the way that they trust their hands. They trust their hands are fast enough. They trust their hands can get to the ball and get through it. So even if it's not their AA1 swing, it still has some pretty good clip on it. Or I find that there's still guys in the majors that don't swing with their full, you know, with their full potential. And that surprises me. But I mean, what do I know?
makes me wonder if, like, Luis Arias, who, by the way, if you were talking about a guy that fit the modern day Tony Gwynn,
yeah,
if he all of a sudden figured out some way to pepper the ball a little harder, because you know he got the pop to be able to do that. He's not a small guy. He gets to the ball, but he is 100% enamored with just making good contact and hitting the ball in the gaps. He's not trying for a home run. So you get guys like that. But then for every guy, you get like that. And this is my favorite quote in baseball history. You get Ken Griffey Jr., who says he's not a home run hitter.
Ken Griffey Jr. has often says, if you watch his interviews or anything, he's like, I never tried to hit a single home run in my entire career. I just got good at hitting line drives. And those line drives just 100%. Got longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. And
that's exactly where that quote came from, because he was talking about garbage, this. He goes, I'm not a home run hitter.
Which is bullcrap, by the way. He's the atypical home run hitter. He had a bit of slant, a bit of slope, and he swung out of his flipping shoes when he wanted to. So,
but he looks so damn good doing it.
Oh, so good. So good.
Speaking of home runs, and let's talk about this just because I can. Do you know what anniversary of what date in Blue Jays history happened recently? And it was all over Twitter. That's why I'm going to ask it.
At this time of the year.
It's a certain favorite player of yours and I. Did I lose you? Yeah, maybe I lost you. But anyway, Jason, the night that I was referring to was 100% the fact that Carlos Delgado went in four tanks in one evening against the Tampa Bay Rays. And to me, that was one of the most fun nights in Blue Jays baseball, because that was also the year that in 2003, that gentleman, in my opinion, should have won an MVP award. But he hits four home runs in one game, including one that I can't believe it didn't break the windows on the Hard Rock Cafe at the time in right field. So just talking home runs, talking fun, things like that. When you talk Blue Jays, prototypical home run hitter, somebody that we home grew from scratch to one of the best players in baseball, Carlos Delgado's four home run home game was what was happening the other night. So sorry I lost you. I kept talking.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But talking home runs and having fun, though. But that was one of the best things in Blue Jays history, watching him go four tanks and hitting one off the Hard Rock Cafe, even in the midst of that.
Yeah, I still remember when that happened. They brought up the first time he had ever heard the term hat trick. He had no idea what it was. And they were like, well, it's when you get three goals. And he's like, I still don't know what you're talking about.
What's a goal?
Yeah, what's a goal? What are we talking about? Field hockey? What are we doing here?
To that point, it was still, like I said, one of the better nights in Blue Jay baseball, regardless of what that turned into, a really disappointing 2003 season at the end there. Because we were right there with the Red Sox and the Yankees in August. Yep. And then about this time of year, fell apart. So it is what it is. But
it is what it is.
Go ahead. You had something?
Oh, I'm good.
I don't know how much more time you got with us, my friend, but is there anything you'd like to dive into here that you had on your topic list?
Not really. I mean, it's been such a piss poor week to watch the Jays, and I know we're kind of getting into the doldrums, and I've got my own busyness. So you brought it up a little earlier. Last weekend, which?
A 19-game hitting streak by the Vladinator.
It's unbelievable. The worse they get, the better he seems to get. Good for him. Good for Vladdy to sort of see that. And the other thing that I really liked last night was Cabrera was coming apart on the mound a little bit. Terrible umpiring, by the way, last night. Vladdy walked over and talked to him, and it seemed to calm him down. And if Vladdy wants to become a leader on this team, I'm all for it. I mean, he's a great kid. He loves baseball, heart of a lion. And I mean, I would love to.
It's like we lost you again, but to that point, go ahead. Looks like you're back.
Yeah, sorry. I keep my phone keeps ringing as I'm on my phone. So I'm gonna bounce.
Well, we don't want to keep you from your work too much.
Yeah, I'm out. I got one more golf course to go see today. You're never done. It's always going. But it's always you something. Are.
Right. Like, but anyway, go ahead and drop your parting words on us then, friend, just watched Vladdy actually just hit his 20th game and got a couple of RBIs. So he now has a 20-game hitting streak and drove in George Springer.
Crazy. Insane. So here's what's going on with us. Last weekend, my kids played to try and qualify to play in either the Nationals or the Westerns. Both are very prestigious tournaments. They're Canada-wide tournaments. Obviously, the Western one is just Manitoba to BC. And against all odds, I feel like we qualified. And so we're off to Winnipeg next week. Very well earned by the team. We mercied the team that we had to beat to get into this thing. So I think that says a lot about our pitching and our hitting. We hit the ball an absolute ton. So to all my kids, all the kids on the team, special shout out to, we had to add 5 players, and it's always really hard to have people join you really just for the very last tournament. So Reese and Wyatt and Gilly and I'm going to forget a couple of them, Enzo And there's one more. Hickey. Ah, got them all. Yes. So
there you go.
All those guys, you know, welcome to the North Shore Lions. What I'll do is, if you guys watch my socials or anything, the games will be broadcast. There are some highlights that usually end up on TSN or Sportsnet for this level of the tournament. So super fun. And also to all the people that are watching and follow us and everything, if you've got some time, Mount Seymour, who is also from North Vancouver, is representing Canada at the Junior World Series right now. They're 2-0. They beat Mexico yesterday, and no one thought they would even get a single win. So we're super proud of them. Emmett, Brett, Beckham, all those kids from that team, super cool, you know, representing Canada. Go guys. So yeah, next Thursday I will see you from Winnipeg.
There you go. Make sure you get the team in.
Yeah, we will.
Good deal. Well, Jason, I'm going to let you part ways then, and I'm going to keep doing a little bit more of shenanigans here, because we also got some stuff we get to talk about with I'm making a trip, and Liz and I are going to be giving out free stuff at the Rogers Center. Okay. That can't be a bad deal.
That's going to be super awesome. I'm super stoked about that. That's going to be a great show and a great opportunity for you guys to meet a bunch of the fans. And then we'll make sure that I get out there for one as well.
Yep, we got to make it a regular thing when baseball season's around, because obviously, like I said, we only got a month and a half-ish ballpark. So to that point, peace out, my friend, and best of luck with the kiddos this weekend.
Nothing this weekend. This weekend's off, baby. This weekend is I got some work to do today and some work to do tomorrow. And then I'm not gonna do much for 2 days. I'm just gonna sort of drink that
calm
in
before
and then calm before the storm, baby.
Calm before the storm. There you go. All right, there you go. Well, then I guess we'll have to chat later. Peace, buddy.
See you, Birdos.
Blue Jays fans. As you're hanging out with us, make sure you join on the Peanut Gallery chat comments right now. Obviously, you saw us talking with Jeremy Pridham earlier, so make sure you get in those comments here. We're going to chit-chat and talk a little bit. So let me talk first thing here on episode 420. Yes, apparently we're going to go full Snoop Dogg and Flavor Flav level on the Olympics here, because we're on episode 420. But to that point, Blue Jays fans, make sure you tune in. We're going to have great content for you. Like I said, we are going to be at the ball game on August 24th against the Angels. That is a 3 p.m. start. We are going to have a get-together. We haven't picked the venue yet. We were kind of thinking maybe Steam Whistle, because it's right there by the ballpark where we can hang out at the bar, chit-chat, and give out some prizes with the wheel, talk some baseball cards, Blue Jays baseball, whatever the heck you actually want to chit-chat about. But that is 100% what we're doing. We have been calling this the Barroom Chat for Blue Jays fans since day one, 420 episodes ago. We have to re-engage and get back in the streets with all of you so we can have some more fun. There is a slight rumor that we also might have our friend of the show, Scott Belfour from the Walk Off podcast, join too. So make sure you come and hang out with us, hang out with other Blue Jays fans, have a few cold ones, and, you know, enjoy yourselves. So wild, right? But let's talk some other things right now before we wrap up the show, because, like I said, there's a lot to talk about, even periphery from the Blue Jays as we go through this. I'll but say retooling at the moment. Yes, I said retooling because I haven't seen that this is a full rebuild yet. I agree with many of you that they should tore a lot of this down and just ran with it. But when you have somebody as hot as Vlad Jr. and you still have a Bo Bichette sitting on the shelf right now that can be Bo Bichette, I see the idea. I still do think that there is a little bit of Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro clinging to hope. And as you keep seeing the disappointing face picture come out behind me here, I know a lot of you are feeling the same pain as I am. So for the 20 so of you that keep coming in and out of the chat, please hit us up on the chat. Drop those thoughts in here. I'll answer whatever I humanly possibly can get to. And I kind of got to put one more up here from Jeremy Pridham, who also commented earlier in the show that we were talking goals. What could we be doing for the rest of the season for the Toronto Blue Jays? What would be things that would consider a team win for this ball club? I agree with this one with you, Jeremy, that right now that would be a nice benchmark to see them to come back, be healthy, get a little bit of innings under their work so that they're not just coming in cold to spring training. I want to see if Bo Bichette can be healthy and do Bo Bichette things. Jordan Romano has been the same way. And I do think that there is something there, because right now, if you had to ask me who's closing baseball games for us next year, I'm hoping they pay Chad Green. I really am, because right now I don't know if I can trust Romano right now after being hurt, I would say that I'm definitely leaning more in the direction of trusting him, like most Blue Jays fans, because it's Jordan Romano and we've loved him, and he's been one of the most consistent closers in baseball in the time frame that he has been the Blue Jays closer. So I do think that it is his job to quote unquote lose at this point. But let's say the Blue Jays do bring back Chad Green. You already lost Yimi Garcia to, a trade. You're not going to turn around and probably repay him in the offseason. You're going to try building from within, or I would say dumpster diving in the bullpen, which they've forgotten how to do in the last couple of years. There's a few years there. Blue Jays were spot on 1,000 times being able to find those guys in the dumpster that would be able to jump in, turn something into gold for a couple of years, and or at that point flip it to the trade deadline when we were there for bad times. So wonderful things could happen there, but I do think that that would be amazing if we could get Bichette and Romano playing baseball before the end of the season. The other one that I'm going to throw in here, just because I just want to see it, and I want to see if Joey Votto actually can still bang above the AAA level, who, by the way, has been in the AAA level. I don't know if anybody's been able to see it, but he is 100% healthy, it looks like. So I highly recommend checking out that footage from the herd down in Buffalo and seeing what Joey Votto can still do. He had a home run a couple of days ago. He's been hitting, and he's doing the one thing he always does. Takes his bases, walks. So is it AAA? Yes. But I still think that there's something there for Joey Votto, and having somebody like him around, even in this major league lineup right now, to pair up with Vladdy and be that veteran presence, you don't know what could rub off on these guys for the end of the season here. And to that point, Joey Votto wants to get paid. So bring him up, get him out here, and let's see what we can get. So let's talk the rest of the schedule, because I think this is where the Blue Jays goal could be, even though my friend the heck is going to hate me for saying this. I just need to see something good. I'm desperately looking for some kind of a win. And right now, a win to me for the Toronto Blue Jays would be actually getting the 500 mark. I don't think it's unsurmountable. There's enough baseball. And the other catch to that whole thing is, too, we got to have a chance to beat up on some teams that have been having just as much difficulty as the Toronto Blue Jays. In the next week, we're going to be playing the Angels, the A's, the Cubs. Cincinnati Reds are in that ballpark at 50-50 on things. Then we get to play the Angels again, towards a very likely team to us right now. Then things get a little rough with the Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins to end out the end of the month. But like I said, that's a few weeks here where you could build up some confidence with some of these young kids, and you never know what's going to happen. But then it gets a little bit rougher next month. So they're going to have to take advantage of these ones right now to be able to do what they're doing to, like I said, reach a goal that I think is maybe the reach goal right now, but they can do it. I think it's not unsurmountable, as I mentioned. They got the Twins, like I said, the start and end of the month. And the Phillies, Braves, Mets, Cardinals. That's a rough one. Then we get finally somebody we can maybe take advantage of to end the season out with, the Texas Rangers, the Tampa Bay Rays, Red Sox again. And then thankfully we get to end the season with the Miami Marlins. With my luck, that'll be 100% the season ending that we won't want. And the Marlins will be the best team in baseball the last 3 weeks of baseball or something. Once again, how the card is rolled. So anybody have anything that they'd like to add, please nail that on the subscriptions. I still see all of you in the chat. I know you're watching. I know there's many of you coming in. So what would you think would be a great goal for the Toronto Blue Jays? Hit us up in the chat in the comments and we'll go through it, you know. So other things, we were just talking that a few moments ago, right, like literally hot off the presses on screen two over here, Vlad Jr. did get his 20th hit in a row as far as his consecutive game streak goes. So let's talk Vladdy for a minute, because we're going to take a piece to this that is in the news that Jeff Passan, obviously one of the gurus in baseball world as far as reporting goes, has more or less said that Vladdy is going to get a $300 million contract to play first base. So, oh, sorry, I take that back. I read it wrong. There will not be a first baseman who gets $300 million contract. And I still question the fact that Vladdy still somehow finds a way to get that. But I do see the point. He plays first base. It's not a premium position, allegedly, which if any of you watched Moneyball, Scott Hatterberg, it's one of those things. They think that he's going to get a very similar Freddie Freeman-like contract. And honestly, at the end of the day, I think you can make some arguments that Freddie Freeman is a good comp, but obviously in the midst of when Freddie Freeman finally got paid, he was not, you know, in his prime. He's still one of the best players in baseball. But approaching 30. Vladdy's 24. So I don't see the exact piece to that whole thing. Bryce Harper got $330 million, and now he's a converted to first baseman. Would they have given Bryce Harper that same deal in Philly if he was a first baseman at the time he came over from the Nats? That is the kind of question that is floating around the baseball verse about what eventually Vlad Jr. could get paid. So just to put that in perspective, we used the comp a minute ago of Freddie Freeman based on Jeff Passan's wording and whatnot here. Freddie Freeman, when he went to LA, got a 6-year, $162 million deal. So since then, he's went on to be obviously a great player and a key cog of that Dodgers machine that's going on. I think what's going to be the biggest telling part in this whole thing is how good Pete Alonso gets paid this offseason, which unfortunately at the age of 30, I don't think it's the same apples to apples like we were talking about a few moments ago. Vlad's just on the young side. You see what he did almost when he took almost takes an MVP from Shohei Ohtani, who was playing two positions a few years ago. You see what he's doing right now, batting 317, a guy that you wouldn't have even thought was in the batting average race. He is 100% right in there trying to, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he could be right there in the batting title conversation postseason here. You know, it's right there. Is he going to win an MVP? No, because this team is horrible. You can't say he's an MVP of the worst team in baseball, but we're not the worst, but it's starting to feel very damn close to it as Blue Jays fans go. But I do think that he's going to find a place that he's going to get paid, and he's going to get paid well more than these projections are showing just because of the age difference. Like I said, Vlad is not the typical free agent when he will be a free agent. He's going to be on the very young side, very much like Bryce Harper when he got paid. So I think somebody is going to get into a bidding war and overpay for him. And honestly, the good comp might be this offseason, in my personal opinion, what Juan Soto gets. Yes, they're two very different position pieces there too, but Juan Soto is in that same age group. So there's probably some real true math to that between what Juan Soto is going to get and what a Freddie Freeman, Pete Alonso deal would look like. So there's probably the middle in there is where the baseball experts will push it. But to that point, if the Blue Jays are serious about building a team around somebody, and you let somebody like Vlad walk, or you don't trade him for the King's ransom to another team, there's going to be some hell to pay. And we already know that Atkins and Shapiro are sitting on the hot seat. Just saying. That's my hot take, I guess. So let's talk one last item here, because this is a great article that my friend Eric Troyden wrote. And this is a piece that was, quote unquote, the throw-in. You heard me name drop him earlier, and this is Jacob Sharp, who is currently playing with the Canadians. He was, like I mentioned, the throw-in player for Yimi Garcia. So Yimi Garcia obviously is another Blue Jay in the Seattle Mariners bullpen, because that's just what happens apparently now in baseball. Sharp has been on fire since coming over. He's 6-for-19, so has 316 batting average, and he's been solid, just great. He had a home run in his second at bat for the Blue Jays minor league team, and has been looking, I hate to say the dad joke, but very sharp. I can't help it. I couldn't, it's right there, everybody. I apologize. But to that point, I think the Blue Jays minor league system did get that bump that they were hoping from all these, I'll say, expiring contracts and a couple other silly ones with Nate Pearson and some of these other ones. But to that point, he's doing very, very well for himself. And we've seen a few nice things from Kloss. He hasn't had the same translation in batting average. But some of these other guys that are the good pieces to the parts that are coming back to the Blue Jays system, we have improved. We are no longer the worst minor league system in baseball, Blue Jays fans. We are number 27. So those trades moved us up 3 points in that ranking as far as MLB.com and everything is concerned. So just keep that in mind. So hopefully, like I said, the problem is I don't think you build a team for this overnight, and the cupboards are on the bearer side for what we can move into the Major League Baseball level of the Toronto Blue Jays. So I would like to see the team to get 500. I think the individual player thing is Vlad is going to try his damnedest to get that batting title, because I think he does have a chance. He's batting 319, I think, after the hit tonight. Who he drove in George Springer a few moments ago. So we'll see what happens. You never know. there might be something to cheer for. So keep watching this game. Keep tuning into us. And worst case scenario, if you are that upset about anything, tune in to talk with me, Jason, and Liz, and we'll be your, you know, therapy couch. You know, we'll give you a chance to scream off and whatnot. So make sure you join us on the chats. Make sure you join us live every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And we'll make sure we have some fun here. And then we are here all off season long talking baseball, Blue Jays. As you've noticed, we do the baseball cards on Mondays. Great times here on the Jaybird Watching podcast. And I promise you all have a voice here. So make sure you hit those chat buttons up and give us a subscribe, a like, all that kind of good stuff so we can get to reach more Toronto Blue Jays fans. Liz McGuire and I will be 100% at the ball game, and we'll promise them we'll get the venue out before we get there, so that I'm going to make a trip up from Rochester, New York. We're going to meet at the ball game and have some beers beforehand and get prizes for somebody that, anybody that wants to show up. So make sure you join us for that Jaybird Watching podcast / walk-off podcast social hour, and we'll have a good time. And until next time, go Blue Jays. Woo!
Thank you for listening to the Jaybird Watching podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at Birdwatching GC, and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining it to our Patreon at patreon.com/birdwatchinggc. Go Jays go.
Woo!
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.